When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with my buddy Chris Dangalang.
How's it going?
And he thought I said Dangalang. And with Dion Kerr.
What's up, y'all?
A little bit of everything, okay? Y'all stick around and make sure y'all see how Chris almost lost his third leg.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Man, well, I was gonna go to bed, you said taking off my eyelashes and shit.
Are you at home?
No, I'm in New York. I do self-mining tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Did you just put a Pringle in her mouth? Did you hear Doritos has worked with some software company to develop a software that'll take the crunch out of your video game streams?
So you can eat while you play?
Yes. So you wouldn't be able to hear Pat's crunch.
We need to get that.
They're making me spending all that good money on the homeless.
Yeah, forget that. We got to develop some software nobody's going to use so we can get a press release out. So I don't know that we've talked about it on the show, but Seth Meyers gave you a shout out on a podcast, that podcast that all the late night hosts were doing. They were talking about their favorite guests. And he said, have you had Miss Pat on? And Jimmy Kimmel's like, yes. And Jimmy Fallon, I think, was the only one that hadn't heard of you. And they tried to explain you to them. And it was pretty cool.
It was crazy. The fans told me about him, and I didn't know who them white men was talking about me. I called my white manager. I said, who are these white guys discussing me? And he's like, oh my God, they mentioned you on this podcast. I said, who? Because, you know, when white people talk about you, you know, now it's different. But back in the day, you automatically think you're going to jail or something negative. So, who discussing my future? Trying to drink water. So I took like four colon cleansers.
Colon cleansers?
Yes, white nigga.
Why? You got a colonoscopy coming up?
No. I was just trying to get some of that cruise food out of me. It was all in my shoulder blade. My neck was fat. I had hamburger stuck all over me. Pizza. I probably ate 75 pizza. I was not killed on the boat. I could not stop eating that goddamn pizza. It was so good. And it was just, I mean, it had to roll up into dough in my belly. And I was so swole. My arm, I looked like a WWE wrestler on one side and a UFC person. My titties had even gotten fatter. I mean, to the point where my navel started to come out, and it looked like I had a hernia all over again.
Oh, my God.
So I said, and then, you know, with food, I'm trying to beat it out, man, like rub it down to my bladder. And I can't, I said, I'm just like.
That's not how food works.
So I said, fuck it. I just said, I'm going to put these cold cleans in me. I said, you motherfucker slices of pizza going to get out of me. So I took like four of them last night. And nigga, when I tell you, my little booty hole got tears coming out of it. My asshole feels like I put stuck a jalapeno pepper in it.
This is what it sounds like when her ass cries.
It was horrible. I said, why the fuck did I take four of them? Because, you know, when I first got back from the crew, I took two, like the boss said, well, I ain't move. I said, well, fuck this shit. I know you in that pizza, and I'm coming to get you. So I took four of them and last night, and boy. Whew.
I hope you don't shit on national television.
I hope I don't either. That's why I put a panty line in the back. And fuck. So I want to kiss anything that drops.
You sent me a photo of apparently there's man panty liners now, which I don't know why you'd need that, Dion. Why men would need a panty liner.
Because y'all be leaving stains in your drawers. You don't shake your dick all the way off. You know, I think that's great. You smell pissy from the front. And if I can put one between my legs, you can put one.
We are not that old yet.
Mr. Yeah, how many dicks are you sniffing?
That is an old dick problem.
Nah, y'all don't shake your dick all the way out.
That's half plus the fun of peeing.
Plus, you let your nuts hit the water, and then you bring toilet water back in your drawers.
See, so, again, that's another old nigga problem.
Speak for yourself.
See, Chris got them white nuts hanging like
Chris got them groupie balls.
Apparently, I didn't know Spangles had big balls until my son, but I was like, I'm not the only one around here.
Isn't this a jingle bell? That's gross. Jingle bell. They saying Christmas carol when he get naked. So, I mean, them long nuts hit that water, then y'all niggas so nasty. Sometimes your nuts hit the turd in the water and you just get up and wipe your ass and go, you don't even wipe your balls.
It's like floating on like an icicle, like a polar bear.
Nasty. I do not have that problem.
I can imagine how many pounds my son put in the toilet.
Oh.
Today's his birthday.
Yeah,
isn't
happy
it?
Birthday to Nikea.
He's 36.
36, and Ronald McDuffin found his baby photo.
Why the fuck he put me up there? I was a baby too. That's my baby.
No comment. You'll have to check this out on YouTube or go to the Facebook group and
look. I didn't know you knew Biggie Smalls.
I'll put this on I'll actually put this up on the Pat Down Instagram, Pat Down Podcast Instagram. So you can check that out. It's really funny.
That racing McDuffin.
Just because he made you 13?
No, he made me 8. That's my baby picture. And what's so crazy, I looked at it and I said, why she look like me?
Here, let me put it back up so you can see it again.
That's my baby picture.
Why is he wearing the shirt Nikea wore on the last episode?
It's a picture of Miss Pat from the cover of her book Rabbit holding a little piece of pizza, and then on her lap is a very rotund little baby.
No, that's my Judge Joe Brown wheel.
Oh man!
Did you not notice that?
I was laughing at Nikea. It's a cute baby.
You ain't got a lot of me.
That baby looked like the baby from the Gator Bait postcard.
Oh no.
And that's kind of funny. You know what he's talking about when then you throw big black babies in the thing to feed the gator. That's some fucked up shit.
When you said it was racist, that's what it made me think of.
Chris, you gonna go back to it? You wanna see what type of nigga they fed? Oh, so damn dude.
Sorry, I accidentally.
People make those calls. That's assy.
I think they still sell them in some places in Florida.
No, it doesn't look like there's. I'm sure somewhere in Florida. Yeah. Oh my,
that's crazy.
Little Africa.
The racism just made her spit her chips out.
Damn, white people. I mean, boy, I don't blame DeSoto trying to erase black history. Nobody will hear that shit. We sorry, nigga. We sorry.
DeSoto?
Florida governor. You know, they're taking all that black history out of the classroom.
DeSantis.
DeSantis.
She's thinking of DeSoto, who discovered Florida, I think.
If I was white, I'd be like, remove the black history. Now I don't hear that shit. We ain't the same crackers no more. We different.
Did you see that Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in the polls by like 8 points in all these different swing states?
Well, don't worry about Joe Biden. No, he's asleep.
Yeah, he's not. He's not worried.
Ain't they trying to take him off the ballot in Minnesota? Didn't that go to the Supreme Court? Was it Minnesota or Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Somebody took some lawyers took to the Supreme Court of the state. I think it was Minnesota. They petitioned the Supreme Court to get his name off the ballot because he's
who name?
Trump or Biden?
Trump, because of the indictments.
There's a pretty good chance he'd be in jail for the election.
Isn't there a clause somewhere, Chris, where if you are a felon, you can't be president?
Nope. The only rules are you have to be 35 and an American citizen. Eugene Debs ran for president in 1912 from a prison cell because he was locked up over, it was 1916 because he was locked up over World War I espionage charges because he was anti-war. So Trump
was he convicted?
I think he was convicted and served like several years at Woodrow Wilson locked him up for opposing Woodrow Wilson's war. So Eugene Debs is from Terre Haute, actually. No, Trump can be president. He can run and be elected president if he's sitting in a Georgia jail or New York jail cell.
Not if he's charged with the January 6th stuff, seditious conspiracy.
Can he pardon himself?
So part of, Dion's right. If he's charged with the January 6th stuff, part of this post-Civil War amendments were that you couldn't have participated in a coup against the government and be a sitting congressman. So he could, most people don't think he can pardon himself, but some people think he can pardon himself and it would go to the Supreme Court, which means.
Well, here's the thing though. If he does pardon himself, he admits guilt. So he he loses anyway.
One of the conditions of a federal pardon is admitting guilt before you get the pardon. So that's why people don't think he can really pardon himself. But that's why he's running so hard is it's his only ability to get out of all of this is to win the presidency.
So if he win and he in jail, he get out of jail, he's still the president?
Yeah. He's going to be the leader of the free world without his freedom.
He cannot pardon himself in Georgia because that's a state case. Too, by the way, just so if he's locked in Georgia,
the governor can though, right?
I know. I think it's like a special commission that you have to go before, and then they have to vote to pardon you. It's not the governor.
So
in Georgia,
he could be president in jail
in Georgia. They're right in Atlanta.
Yeah, he can be the president in jail.
Nigga, what his commissary gonna be like?
Huge
McDonald's. Whatever the college football players don't eat.
But like, how would that even work? Would he have to have secret service?
Yeah.
So don't nobody take his booty.
Oh, he'd be leading a gang or something in prison, right?
His eyes are red now. So it looked like his blood pressure. They had the camera in his face. I was like, y'all need to check our ex-president pressure. His eyes look like when Nakia had COVID, and I backed the fuck up.
He's hot. He's got that shit. He's hot.
Did you get that 911 call?
I never could find. I never could get anybody to send it to me. He's hot. Yeah. Still my favorite episode, I think.
Yeah, that shit. I ain't getting the fuck away from him. And shit, everybody came back sick on that cruise.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. I think they bumped into Quisha when she was in the Bahamas on her different cruise. And now she got COVID. And now I think when they said hey to her, Nakia got it. Kiera got it. I don't know if they got COVID, but they all sick.
It wasn't the entire cruise of people without their clothes on walking around showing their dicks.
Oh, we were some healthy motherfuckers over there.
I know for a fact somebody got on that boat with COVID. I know for a fact. They're not finna cancel that trip.
If they did, they drunk that motherfucker up under the table.
Did you have to take a COVID test?
Nah, I'm fine. Let me tell you something. What am I messing up, girl? I don't fuck around when it comes to that. Two things I use. Super Cola Clean.
Somebody on the TV show got COVID. And I knew something wasn't right because little masks started popping up. And then I see Pat taking handfuls of airborne gummies. I was like, oh, somebody's sick. Jasmine's running back and forth with airborne bottles.
Did you just eat an airborne with Pringles? You don't colon cleanse your vitamin C right out your body.
Y'all been getting so many bitches.
I love that it's super colon cleanse, not regular
colon cleanse. Yeah.
If this don't make your asshole interable, I don't know what will.
Interable.
Interable.
<Yeah. laughs> Able to enter. Eat them all day long.
How was Dallas?
Wonderful. So, leave me crazy fuck. You mix white people and black people together, you got a hell of a show. These people done got to fight. Two women. At the motherfucking show. Before the show even started. So I come, I said, how you bitches gonna get to fight at my show? And then you up there in the cheap seat. Don't nobody want to see you fighting. They got to turn around and look at you hoes fighting. They way up at the top fighting.
Was it during the show?
Before the show started. Okay. They kicked their asses out.
What did the any idea what the fight was about?
What was the fight about?
The security guard told her to stop recording.
The security guard told her to stop recording. I think the lady hit the security guard, did something to the lady, her shirt fell apart, and they got the fight. They threw the bitch out. Mm-hmm. Then I hear, yay! And I ain't even came out here. I said, who the fuck they screaming like that for, Cortland? So I said, what's going on? This white man done proposed to this black girl. And
why you gotta say it like that?
I'm just saying. And she looked like she was hesitant. And all you hear black women say, yeah, bitch! Niggas.
Got peer pressure didn't be like,
why y'all always gotta come to my show and show y'all ass. So the black folks be like, I love you, man. Pat, like, shut the fuck up. And the black people, the white people just whistle. Phew, phew. You
know, yeah.
Well, we're culturally different.
Yeah, I had my first trick-or-treating experience here in my mixed neighborhood. I've always done trick-or-treating in a white neighborhood. And the rule is very strict. You were instructed when before you go out, take one piece of candy.
Oh, fuck that shit.
That is not a rule in black households, apparently. So halfway through, I'm sitting here going, hey, 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 but I can't say anything. It'll think I'm racist. But I was like, this is just one of those cultural differences. And then I kept going, don't these black kids have parents?
That's why you got to go put on that ghost costume, Chris, with the pointer hat.
And so I look out on the street, and it was really cold that night, and all the black parents were in their cars. I was like, oh, okay, Miss Pat taught me for this one.
Yeah, run your ass up there, and make sure you give me a king-size Snickers.
What kind of candy did you pass out?
Peanut M&M's, Reese's, pumpkins, you know, good stuff. And then Mittens is outdoors now. And several adults were like trick or treating. And every time they were like, kids had no problem with the cat, but adults, they go, oh shit, get out of here. This cat's gonna fuck us up. Get out of here. That started running. You shouldn't be trick or treating anyways. You're 50.
Yes, the fuck we should be trick or treating. I remember when in our neighborhood, you had to trick or treat and you had to have on like a big jacket to hide your candy because the big kid would run by and snatch your bag of candy.
Oh, no.
But I needed that candy to eat for the rest of the week. And that nigga stole all candy, boy. All five of us was out there fighting them motherfuckers for that candy.
So, yeah, I didn't quite get it. And then your friend Sydney posted about it, Dion, in some group. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. It's just cultural differences. Because, yeah,
they just.
How many are you supposed to take?
No, you're supposed to sit on the porch and hand black folks candy.
Oh, see, you're supposed to walk up and knock on the door, and then we come to the door and pass out the candy. And then you get
to ring the doorbell. Yeah, but see, the white neighborhood, they just set the can out there and leave the light on. Well, one motherfucker can dump it.
Did y'all see that video on Twitter where the guy had the ring camera and the black kid came up? He's like, nigga, you ain't even home. He said, yes, I am. He said, yes, I am. He said, no, you ain't. He started taking all the candy. Nigga came outside, tackled him, took all his candy and dumped it in his bowl. That shit was so funny.
You were black.
Yeah, they both were black. He was right in front of the ring camera, and this nigga, he was like, he said, hey, bro, you ain't even home. The nigga car in the driveway. He said, you ain't even home. He said, yes, I am. He said, nigga, no, you're not. He took all the candy. Nigga opened up that front door. They tried to run. He tackled the shit out of him. Let me see if I can find the video.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Yeah, there's ring can't. Like, as I'm scrolling through Twitter here, it's like, and then you always like knew this. If you leave your bowl out, one single dirt bag is just going to come by and take all the candy. And it's usually a teenager. So the little kids don't get any candy. So you just don't leave the bowl out.
No, I never understood that. You should only be passing it out one at a time so everybody can get some.
Well, let's take a quick break while we look for that.
This Thanksgiving, I'm thanking my lucky stars, y'all, for Lumen. Lumen is a whole body deodorant that you can use everywhere. Whether it's your pits, your feet, or your private smell, this one product take care of it all, baby. It comes in a solid stick, a cream for those harder to reach area, or some wipes for the on-the-go use. It couldn't be easier to smell amazing. In fact, Lumen makes you smell great for a whopping 72 hours. Lumen was created by OBGYN, so you know it's product you can try. Trust for those sensitive areas. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, and it helps your pH balance. So you can smell it anywhere, everywhere, maximum odor protection. Lumina starting pack is perfect for new customers. It comes in a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping as a special offer. For the Pat Down listener, new customers get $5 off at Lumina Starter Pack with code PATDOWN at LumenDeodorant.com. That's over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumenDeodorant.com and use the code PATDOWN. That's LumenDeodorant.com and use the code PATDOWN. You can thank me later. You already know the holidays are here, and that means it's time to start shopping for the men in your life. I need you to style your man for the family photo shoot with the best fitting tees, jeans, sweaters from True Classic. Their t-shirts are the best sellings for a reason. They're tighter in the arms and the chest and looser in the torso. And who don't need that for the most flattering fit possible? They also buttery soft and perfect for layering. Y'all, I'm here to tell you, my husband loves these new t-shirts. No matter who you're shopping for, True Classic has you covered. Their new feels like cashmere sweater is soft, and high quality without the crazy price tags. And the fleece jacket, let me tell you about them, will keep your man warm on those chilly days. Shop True Classic and be the best gift giver this year. The men in your life need this, so if you're ready to do them a favor and upgrade their closet, I'm going to need you to shop with my exclusive link at trueclassictees.com/patdown and save up to 50% off store-wide during their November holiday sale. That's trueclassic.com/patdown. This year, I'm thankful for True Classic.
I took my kids candy and gave it back out to the kids who knocked on the door.
Where did they get in trouble or something?
No, I didn't need all that candy. You got four motherfucking trick-or-treating. That's a lot of motherfucking candy.
Yeah.
Cavities and every motherfucking thing else.
Okay, here we go.
You go there looking like you about to fall out.
Here we go.
Dumb candy.
All right, CEO, you out of pocket, young boy. What is you doing?
Bro, shut up, bro. You're not even home, dummy. I already trashed your crib, bro.
I am home. Stop playing with me.
Fuck my
dirty ass young boy. Watch this. All right, say less.
Oh, you're not even home, bro. You're not home, bro. Where you at? Where you at? Holy moly.
Sorry.
I don't even care if that's not real. A bunch of people in the comments saying that's not real, but it's absolutely. I've always had teenagers. I was a teenager trick or treating, and you always take more candy because you're a jerk when you're 18.
Yeah, pretty much. Your nuts don't hang, so you ain't got no guts. You're an asshole.
How are you dealing with teenagers now? Because they're not little kids not anymore. I mean, Raymond
15. I can't stand his big dick ass.
He's huge. We saw him at the party. Dion and I saw him at the same time and both went, damn.
One of the girls go, who is that? I go, that's Raymond. He a kid. She said, oh.
I didn't even know he was out at the party. What was he at?
He was walking around.
Yeah, he's walking around. Yeah.
What'd you say?
That look on that girl's face when she found out who that was. She was like, oh shit.
Well, she thinks she's a social
boyfriend.
Can you pay your bills after the podcast?
No. Jazz said somebody thought Raymond was her boyfriend.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's so tall.
He's what, 6 foot, 6 foot?
He is tall, but he still looks like a kid in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, you have a girlfriend? He said, you can't. He said, you said I can't have no girlfriend. I said, you were trying to eat booty for $40, Raymond. That's not how you have a girlfriend. You can eat booty for free.
Wait, they was trying to pay him $40 to eat booty, or he was trying to pay
for... I'm gonna give you $40. Let me eat your booty. I'm like, Raymond, you can eat ass for free.
Tell me you don't know what booty smells like without telling me.
No, I told him, I said, you want to eat booty? I'm about to pull my drawers down. I want you to sniff it.
Not after your super colon. Yeah. You are not enterable.
Tears all over his face, but it's diarrhea.
I don't care. My ass sat close together like a conversation. It ain't eatable.
You need the jaws of life to get to your colon.
No, I'm just saying a whole day of sweat. And I've been carrying that bitch back there. It ain't, no, nigga. Sometimes I open my booty cheek. I'm like, who behind me? It me. And you know, I'm fat, so we put baby powder anyway. There have been times I put baby powder in the crack of my ass, and I got a whole thing of dipping dots.
Little Debbie Hostess donut.
Ho is falling out of her ass.
You know what? No matter how much shit I talk on this podcast, somebody still be in my inbox. You're so sexy and luxurious and eatable. I'm like, get the fuck away. stop sending me dick pics because I don't want them. Okay.
Oh, we got to you got to send them to Chris so he can post them.
Yeah.
I need to start letting you post them too. Oh my God, are you y'all know I'm married. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm not cheating so I can get this man half. I've been with this man over 30 years. He's not taking my motherfucking money. I'm not cheatable. I go to sleep at 7 o'clock when I'm not performing. I don't want you fucking with me. I don't got time for no new lies.
You look great though. I was looking at a photo and Reagan saw it. And she goes, "Who's that?" I go, "That's Miss Pat." She goes, "That's not Ashley." I like, "You're Benjamin Buttoning." Like reverse aging.
If I lose this weight, I will really look young. But no, I'm 51.
Yeah, you look good.
Be 52 next year. Thank you. I'm trying. I just decided today. I've been watching this girl for a while on Facebook. So she exercised. So I literally got up and did her exercise. She told me to do 100 of them. Did I piss on myself a little bit? Yes. Didn't hurt, but I did it. And I'm going to get up tomorrow morning early and I'm going to do it because I'm tired of feeling stiff. And I'm just, I'm hoping I can live to be 90 some years old, but I just want to see my vagina again. We don't know what each other look like.
It was so innocent and true.
I want to stand up in the mirror and see my vagina and not think my name is my pussy.
She literally said it like she'd given up her child for adoption.
But I miss my vagina.
If you're out there watching this,
I never stop thinking about you.
Please message me. Inbox Jasmine.
It is so hard to shave it when you really don't know where it's at.
Follow the hair. What do you mean?
Follow the hair.
I just be down there weed whacking. Nigga, I be cutting the bottom of my thighs every day. So I'm like, I'm finna lose some weight, so this shit'll be simple.
Maybe we should do, like a podcast contest or something. Get Nikea in here. I'm in.
No, last time I did that shit, somebody in Australia went and climbed the mountain and put me in the hospital.
Yeah, I remember that. was serious.
He won too, goddamn. I'm not fucking with these super fans. I'm just going to go ahead and one day at a time, y'all, just help me keep me motivated. You ain't got to write on my page. You send me a message. Just send me a pay, get your fat ass up and move. Yeah, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of my titties and arms connecting. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. When I sit down, my stomach sit in my lap. My pussy been a robber for a long time. So
the titties are connected to everything.
And when you plus size and you grow vagina hair, and that shit started growing out, and then it irritates my stomach because the hair rubbing up against the bottom of my stomach.
It's true. I went down on a big girl once. I saw it. Everything's a vagina. You're not sure where you're aiming at.
Every big girl I ever been with has been bald down there. I don't know what y'all doing with your life.
It's redder than my shirt.
Everybody ain't bald. I don't got time to show you that wolf pussy every
day. Why don't you go get it waxed or laser?
I cannot. I'm not going to Asian people to put my black vagina in their face. I just think it's a cultural difference. And I just don't trust people with my pussy.
Who are they going to tell?
At least they could describe it to you till you can see it again.
You have pussy closed captioning.
A little bouncer.
Yeah, I'm gonna just wait. Oh, I'm gonna exercise. I'm gonna do a little bit at a time. I'm craving a Coca-Cola that I don't fucking need. I was just eating Pringles and Airborne, but I ain't drinking no fucking Coke. I'm just gonna drink my, what is it called? My Crystalite. And I'm eating my Pringles.
That's cruel. Your body.
They made hotel Pringles, aren't they?
Hell no.
I was going to say,
you may be building a big house, but you don't have hotel Pringle money.
Oh, the fuck don't we ate one can. I've been all around New York trying to find that can to put back. That's why we eating them now, because this is a king size one.
You're going to glue the I've safety been looking up.
Oh, that's some post shit right there.
And you know she's telling the truth.
You know what?
That's a good idea.
No, it is not.
We could just say, how they gonna know?
They ain't gonna know.
Just put them back in there and glue the paper and then put the lid back on.
We could just glue the paper, put the lid
on. That's only $5. No. Because I won't want to eat that shit.
$5 not that bad.
Like the motherfucker, what we have? We had a hotel where they got $60 lotion.
What?
Lotion? Is it regular lotion or the little bottles?
The lotion that they give, I use a perfume to it, and it's at Saks Fifth Avenue for like $70.
Oh.
So we was at another hotel in Miami, and people figured out it was expensive lotion, so they went and got water bottles and filled their shits up.
People are the worst.
I was going to do it, but I was like, I can't afford that. I can't do that.
Have you ever taken a robe or anything out of a hotel room? Like, have you ever?
I used to steal towels all the time.
Yeah.
Shit tons of towels. Oh, my God.
I remember she had me take some towels back one time.
I used to steal them for her shop.
Oh, for Quisha?
I don't steal them anymore.
But the weird thing is, like, the diagram is you stole the towels when you were in cheap hotels, and now you're in bougie hotels, and the towels are nice, and you're not taking them.
Yeah, it's connected to your credit card.
Oh, okay, yeah. I bet they charge you like $50 a towel.
Try taking one of these robes. You're going to pay. Because I used to steal pillows, too. I don't do that anymore.
Why would you want a hotel pillow? That's just covered in jizz.
Rocking. Right, the bed I'm on this week is so motherfucking soft. I ain't had to hear my husband snore. I'm just in here chilling, having me a good time by myself. I ain't got, you know, silent Ford because he on a zipper feel. It feels good. He on that weight loss drug. And the thing with him, it makes him fart so bad. It is weakness.
Between you on the colon cleanse and him on the fart drugs, I feel sorry for Jasmine.
I mean, and it makes him use the bathroom a lot. And when he finishes, you cannot walk in there. I mean, it is,
he's draining all that.
It's fat. Like, whoa.
It's like dead meat coming out of him.
Oh, God. Has he lost a bunch of weight yet?
Like 40-some pounds.
Wow. It works.
He did look a lot smaller at the party.
Mm. He is. That belly going down. Yeah. And they keep, their doses keep getting higher. Can you look up in a minute, he's going to be a crackhead. The baby between shitting it and burking. Oh. I don't know what people simple feel, but they need to do something with the motherfucking gas it yields.
Are you talking about Ozempic?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it called?
Ozempic. I think you're saying something like Ozempafil or something.
Well, that's what I mean. Ozempic pre-filled prescription.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've thought about it.
You should really get it. I'm telling you, it's going to give you so much more dick. You should really get it. It's going to
match your balls, Chris. You have matching dick with them.
Lose a little weight in my balls, that'd be great.
I'm telling you, you should get it because it will definitely make you lose weight.
It's long pant season, man. I got to cram all those bad boys in there. It's not easy. Always just like adjusting. Ugh.
It's been 60 degrees all week. You still wearing shorts?
Hell yeah, I am.
White people.
It was 45 on Halloween and I was out trick or treating in shorts.
White people do not come out of shorts. I don't know what they do. I don't think they can feel the cold until it's below zero. When Juma went to school, that's all they wore was shorts. So if I was going to, before we get out here, I want to tell you a nut problem. So when you got long balls like that, you just do what the gay men do who dance. They take it all while it's on soft and they pull it all the way to the back and they bend over and they have their friend take their nuts to the asshole. And so
what the fuck are you talking about?
You're so serious that I know you're telling the truth. Somebody told you this.
Yeah, a gay man told me that. I said, well, how do y'all get your wiener to not be like poking out? And he was like, oh, we just duct tape it to our booty hole. So that'll help with your nuts problem. So they won't be sitting up in your jeans. So when you do, you tell Megan, what's your wife's name?
Reagan.
Reagan, you've been the baby, grab him from the back, and then she tape him down.
I want
to. But then he would have to sit on him.
Yeah.
But Chris ain't out there dancing.
Chris ain't dancing. If anything, I want to push him forward to make everything bigger.
That man inside of another lamb, when he would dance with his skin on.
Oh. It puts the lotion on its skin. I'd fuck me. Would you fuck me?
So that's all you need, Chris. That's all you need. So before we get out of here, I got to ask you this. What's going on in Palestine?
Oh, Pat, we don't have time for this. This is a whole Palestine.
Yes.
Do we really want to talk about this? We're 38 minutes into this. And
let me ask you this. Are they fighting over the land that Jesus left?
Yeah. No, I mean.
So let me say this to you people. This is a prime reason why you need a will.
If Jesus had only willed the land to one of these people.
Yeah, they would be stopped fighting. And I say God should whoop Jesus' ass for not completing his mission. You know them people because you know the future. So why didn't you tell these people who you left this goddamn land to? Because it's scaring me now. And I'm way over here. And I'm like, what the fuck are these people fighting? Just blowing up all these babies and stuff, getting harmed. I'm like, hey, it's just dirt, y'all. Can't we get along?
I honestly.
They ain't never heard Rodney. They ain't never heard Rodney. What's his name? Rodney King's speech.
Maybe that's what we ought to do. We ought to just blare Rodney King videos, drop leaflets.
Shit.
Miss Pat says, "Why
the
can't
Jews
we all get
don't on? Even believe in Jesus?" That's why if he did leave a will, they wouldn't give a fuck. They don't believe that he was. They wouldn't care.
So who trying to take the land from who?
All right. So very high level. Like, I know I'm going to piss somebody off because you can't say anything without pissing somebody off, but I don't give a fuck. Romans kicked the Jews out of the land. So in like 80, 70, they kicked the Jews out of the land and sent them all across Europe and Africa and all these different places. And then the Palestinians were already settled there. So then Britain takes over Palestine when the Ottoman Empire starts to crumble. They take it over. And so the Zionist movement in Europe was starting to pick up. And so they were advocating for a homeland back to be resettled back in Israel.
So the Jews came back to the land.
Right.
The Palestine zone.
And it was a combination of buying land, the Britons giving the land to them, kicking Palestinians out. It was settling places that weren't settled. So it's like very complicated.
How much land involved?
There's not that. It's the size of New Jersey. Gaza is like the size of I think it's Houston. I mean, we're talking about small areas of land. And so the
can't they just divide that bitch and get along?
That was the plan. So Britain basically says, all right, the Jews, you get this part, Palestine, you get this part. Then in 1948, after the Holocaust happens, everything kind of accelerates and they say, look, the Jews need a homeland where they can arm themselves and this can never happen again. Because what happened is when they got pushed into Europe, then they got pushed into Central Europe because they got kicked out of England, France, all these different places because of anti-Semitism in Europe. And it centralized all the Jews and made it easy for Hitler to do what he did. So then in 1948, there's a war. They fight a war. The Arab nations lose. Palestine gets all the land. Then they have more wars in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s.
So what they have to do? Re-up on a weapons and people?
So
and
19,
then they start fighting again?
So do you remember when Bill Clinton had Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin shaking hands in the White House and they agreed to a two-state solution?
I ain't never heard of them people.
All right, so
I remember them.
Yeah, so they agreed to have Gaza and the West Bank would be a two-state solution, and Israel kept settling in the Palestinian land, which kept making the Palestinians mad. And then there's just also people like Hamas. Hamas in their charter says we're going to destroy Israel. There's literally nothing you can do that those like Hamas will never recognize any Israeli state. So it's just all very complicated. And yeah, they just are going to, until the end of time, go to war every 10 to 15 years. So this was set off when Hamas launched this unprecedented attack where they came in, killed 1,400 Jews in some of the most horrific, unimaginable ways that we haven't seen since the Holocaust. And so then Israel launched an attack to go into Gaza and basically wipe Hamas out.
They was like, if you ain't part of Hamas, you got like 24 hours to leave.
Yeah.
And if you don't, oh, well, we told you.
They took 200. They took 200 some hostages and they waited 22 days to invade.
Is Hamas Jews?
Yeah. Jews. No. Jews were taken back into Gaza, into the tunnels. There's like, I heard 5 kilometers. I don't know what that is in miles, but.
So who is Hamas?
Hamas is the Palestinians.
Right.
So they don't took over the land.
No. Hamas is a terror group that tortures the Palestinians.
But they are Palestinian people.
Yes.
Is what I mean. Right. Not that every Palestinian is Hamas. I'm not saying
they're trying to kill the Jews again.
Hmm? What'd you say, Pat?
They're killing the Jews again.
Yes. I mean, it's never really stopped. There's been fighting back and forth, but it's bombing, right? It's not like what happened. Who's winning? Oh, I mean, it's Israel's firepower.
Israel's way more equipped.
That's why there's so much outrage across. That's why there's so much outrage is that they're dropping the equivalent in the first 2 weeks of all the bombs that we dropped in a year on Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's being dropped on refugee camps.
Is Israel trying to protect the Jews?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the Palestinian people don't feel that way. The Palestinian people feel that they are being exterminated and they're being genocided.
Yeah. It's all
of those babies we seeing, those are Palestinians.
Correct. You're not seeing the Israeli babies. That there's a 1 month old, a 9 month old that are all being held hostage by Hamas. Because they're in underground bunkers, because Hamas builds all of their military bases underneath hospitals and schools and all over the northern part of Israel, and they have all the food down there, they have all the energy down there, they have all these hostages down there. Meanwhile, the people up on top are suffering and being bombed by Israel to no end. And Hamas doesn't give a shit. So they're real pieces of shit, and everybody, and I know I'm going to get hate, no, you're too pro-Israel, but the fact that people don't call Hamas out for what they are drives me crazy, because they're the people on top that they're supposed to be in charge of have been robbing them blind for 15 years and could have been building on the aquifer to fund water and all this other shit, and they don't do it. So, you know, now we're in a situation where Israel is bombing civilian targets and killing innocent human beings by the thousands, children by the thousands, to get to Hamas. And it's horrific. It's probably the worst most horrific thing that's happened in our lifetimes. I mean, there's no two ways about
it. I cannot watch that. It is so heartbreaking.
It's awful.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
We need you to come and rectify all of this, Lord. Save the kid. Kill the dog.
He don't know these niggas. Jesus is on TikTok right now. That nigga ain't coming back.
Jesus is not on TikTok. He is not.
All right. Well, that about do it right now. I learned something today. With that said, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Pat Down. Make sure you watch Miss Pat Selwick. Help me kick ass. Last week we kicked ass, okay? So please make sure you watch Wednesday at 10 p.m. If you cannot watch, turn the motherfucking TV on and record it. And turn it down low so you can get up for work in the morning. But as soon as you get up, I need y'all to hit your record. Even if you don't watch it, just let it fucking play. So please keep supporting the show. It's doing well, and it's only because of you guys are enjoying it. Let me tell you something. I even like Miss Pat Selwick. I be sitting there. I be like, when the fuck did I say that? I be cracking the fuck up.
I notice something every time I watch it that you've said, or some look that you've given or something that's fun.
So then, make sure y'all watch it.
Them facial expressions Cortland be making be cracking me.
He had so many good. Carmen too. Carmen is the queen of like quick lines or okay or facial expression. She kills me.
Have you been watching it, Dion?
Mm-hmm.
Tell your family to watch it, please. Tell everybody to watch it. Tell if all of us that listen to this podcast this Tuesday. If you tell five people to watch it and get them to turn their TV on, we can kick ass.
My dad watched it and he loved it. He watched the episodes I wasn't on. He's
you tell your daddy this week is funny. It's the pasta and lobster.
What? I'll be sure to tell him that.
Who fucked the white man for pasta and lobster? And I said, Chris, that's what y'all do. You like, we show.
Oh, yeah. I remember which one you're talking about now.
It's so fucking funny. I'm telling you. Make sure you watch it, y'all, because it's such a funny, non-scripted judge show. And I'm enjoying doing it. And with that said, thank you for watching another episode of Miss Pat. I'm still on tour. Thank you for watching another episode of Miss Pat Selwick. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pat Down Podcast. Don't forget about my tour. Your girl done made it. Be sure to get your tickets at MissPatComedy.com. Next week, I will be in D.C. Two fucking shows. Both sold out. I'm sorry. D.C. just released some more tickets to the Late Show.
Nice.
And is this weekend?
The
10th. It's the 10th. It's Friday. I'm sorry. Next weekend, I'm where?
San Antonio.
I'm in San Antonio. Now, come on, San Antonio. We need to sell this bitch out. And Houston, I need y'all to come on. I need you to wake the fuck up and get these tickets so we can have a good time. But just go to MissPatComedy.com and check out the dates. I love you.
Detroit,
you keep asking me. I'm coming. I just ain't released a date yet. I got a date for you, Detroit. I got you. I got you the same way you got vacant buildings.
I've had a few people message me about trying to buy tickets and having issues with the website. So where do they go to get that fixed? Who do they talk to? Because I don't know anything about it.
Is it my website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Pat's website right now has an issue with PayPal that PayPal is fixing. It's just going to take a couple more days for it to fix.
Okay.
So please be patient.
We're gonna get it fixed. If not, just look at the venue and go to the venue website. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.